And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Happy Bit Season Day, everybody. Episode 168. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
It is Valdez's favorite day of the year.
What? Why is that, Drab?
Come on, Master's Thursday.
Oh, I thought you had a joke up your sleeve or something.
No.
I'm here.
A pre-show bit?
No. I'm here in spirit. My mind is elsewhere, though.
Why is that, Valdez? This is nothing happens on Thursday early morning.
I think it's because it's like the first major. Everyone gets all giddy and
Don't you know you can't win the Masters on Thursday,
but you can lose it.
You can lose it. I believe last couple of years we haven't done a show on Thursday, so I hope people appreciate that Valdez is here and locked in. Now it might be because Tiger Woods isn't playing, and so he can focus on the show.
I promise I will not check the leaderboard all bit season.
Who are your bets on? People can follow along. I don't think you got a chance to talk about that on
my pool.
No, nobody cares about your pool. Did you make any wagers on any sports books?
Actually, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You're all in on your pool.
I'm all in on my draft pool that I have.
I'm a long shot guy. I got Harris English and Sepp Straka. That was Valdez told me.
I know. I'm bitter. Was it Doug Bell? He was high on him on air.
Yes.
I'm bitter because I couldn't take the glory of Sepp Straka because I told you to take him before Doug Bell did, and he kind of confirmed it for you.
Yep.
I'm rooting for you, and I'm rooting for myself.
All right, guys. I hope that you guys know the drill by now. If you're longtime Junkies listeners, they get distracted on Thursday and Friday of the Masters. They're going to do a lot of golf segments.
I go
through the leaderboard.
I'm the biggest golf fan there is, I feel like. And even I know that Masters leaderboard talk is a no-no. But it's hard to control it.
How about Joe from Manassas trying to call me out today?
I know.
For being the keeper of the gate of Masters talk.
He kind of made you into a weasel. I was surprised. Joe's call was, I feel like it had some substance to it,
mm-hmm.
and the guys could have really played into it. Like, what are you doing? This isn't your show. Like, I was waiting
There is no substance to Joe's call.
I know. No. Well, he framed it poorly. Like, I felt like they could have been like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Drab? It's the Masters. It's the best day of the year. You know, I felt like there could have been
he
that.
He had nothing. He wanted to call in just to hear himself talk. And then once they got to the point of, all right, Drab's been C-blocking you here. What else you got? And he had nothing.
I think he said Drab more than he said Masters. His whole point was there needs to be more Masters talk. And he let it off with Drabby talk.
Yeah. So talk to us about the Masters. And then it was just Drabby this, Drabby that.
Rory's going to win.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
great
Joe.
Call. Thanks, yeah. Joe.
Do you feel like there's too much Masters talk?
I don't mind Masters talk, of course, but I don't want us to just be like, all right, what's the latest? What's going on? What's Fred Couples at right now? You know what I mean? Like, the majority of our audience isn't following along that closely. Everybody kind of likes, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of us like to casually watch the Master, especially on the weekend. But we're being, like, wouldn't you think if we were doing French Open coverage for 4 hours
that would get a little tedious
on the first day of the tournament,
or Wimbledon coverage. Yeah. You have a point.
Yeah, no, I realize that golf gets better ratings than the Grand Slams, but it's kind of the same territory.
I know. You have a very, 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 very valid point.
All right. So good show so far this week.
I know one thing. I learned my lesson from bringing in an Apple TV to the show.
What happened before?
Oh, I mean,
you broke something.
No. I did not break anything.
What? Yeah,
I got a stern talking to
from Chris Kinard.
Yes.
What'd you do again? I don't remember.
No, he said because you think they're distracted now. They were very distracted when you were able to watch it on the app, on the Apple TV, and then stream it to the TV.
Oh, like you set it all up like you were a substitute teacher coming in and rolling
that
TV.
Rolling that TV, popping in the VHS.
That's exactly what you did.
Well, I mean, I wanted to watch it too, mm-hmm. but you know, they basically punted the show, and they were doing live play-by-play of the tournament.
Yeah, that's never good.
Yeah, and they said... I think Chris told me, he says, I know that it's not what you meant, but don't ever bring that thing in again.
All right, guys. So the Ovi chase is over with, and I'm going to say it. I'm happy it's over with.
Me too.
I just don't think that, like, it was always kind of like, all right, well, what's next with it? All right, when's the next one coming? Not that, like, hockey's hard and it was a storyline for sure, but I'm glad that we can kind of get back to a more normal show where it's just not Caps for 4 straight hours necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And I said Friday night when I was watching that game, like all of us were.
It was awesome.
I haven't felt that excited watching a sporting event in a long time.
Maybe Tiger
in 2019.
Yeah.
It happens about every 5 years where, like, I'm actually nervous watching a game.
I was the whole Caps. I was very happy for Cakes. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but I was like, good for you. It made me happy that he took his kids up there.
He's been the butt of all the jokes for so many years about being bad luck.
Yeah, he's the mm-hmm. jinx. He's the one that broke his leg.
Well, he did, but
but it just made me. It made me kind of happy. It was almost like a. Vanquishing the curse.
I don't understand, though. No, explain that to me. Why is the Cakes curse lifted?
Because
it's not like there was a bet on it.
No, I think it's because he was able to thread the needle.
If I hear thread the needle one more time, I'm going to lose it.
He was able to, like, Babe Ruth call his shot. Like, that's so hard to do. And he did it so far out. Like he nailed it. He hit the nail on the head. And it's just, it's like blind luck. It's almost like winning the lottery.
But we knew Ovi was going to do it.
I know, but just being able to pinpoint the exact game.
No. If Cakes comes out and says, Jaden Daniels is going to win the MVP and the Commanders are winning the Super Bowl. I'm telling you that right now. We'd all go, oh, you asshole, Cakes. You jinxed the team. And then the curse is broken. Not Cake saying, hey, I'm going to go up to Long Island and hopefully sketch an Obi goal.
I disagree with you. I fully disagree with you.
I don't think this has anything to do with the curse.
It was predictive. What he did was predictive. And that, I think, that signals the end of the Cake's curse. I'm willing to say, you'll see
when he says it's impossible for the Commanders to lose to the Giants. Impossible. And then they do. All right.
Okay. I also felt very happy for our friend Jermaine Stone JVS, because I can't imagine the goat rodeo that was going to go on if he didn't do it in Long Island. And the Canes game is Thursday night.
Yeah.
Just the amount of texts he was going to get from people like Cakes, maybe Bish, maybe other people.
I don't think it's slowing down. I think we're out of caps and we're headed into Latino concert season. And you and JP are going to be hitting them up nonstop trying to go to Cap 1. To see Bad Bunny.
Well, I just can't imagine the people that I know my lane. I wouldn't request Capitals tickets when Ovi's trying to break the record.
No. Yeah.
But I can imagagine the people who have.
It'd probably be a perfect time to request tickets right now.
No, it would be.
Right? Like nobody yes. wants. Who after
like,
Thursday?
I'm a real one.
Don't they have another one after this before the playoffs start?
I believe so. Columbus.
Maybe it's Columbus. Yeah,
I think they're at Columbus. But I thought about that a lot. Just the amount of pressure he would have to fulfill, or ticket requests, text nonstop. So,
All right, Valdez, let's get into one of the topics of the week. As far as I actually wanted to get your thought on something, and this kind of goes into the receding hairline conversation. You said to me today, I'm done with the New York Post.
I did say that.
This was at 5:30 in the morning. We're putting the show rundown today. Yeah. Valdez is off the New York Post. Now, you drabites out there, you know that I love the New York Post. I love gossip. I think that they do a good job of
I wouldn't call it journalism,
right?
But they
are great at headlines,
right?
Intriguing headlines.
Yes, they know how to grab an audience.
It gets you a conversation starter, for sure. For all you junior producers out there, Valdez, what are some of the websites that we like to peruse for content?
New York Post for sure.
Well,
Barstool. I always like to see what's going on in Barstool, and you can kind of see like their most clicked.
Well,
on.
I don't care about Barstool employee drama. But as far as like content that people are talking about,
right? It's a good way to see like what's catching, what's hitting. What's
Daily Mail is pretty good. Of course, you go to Twitter trending.
The Daily Mail is I don't like it.
You have to
sift through a lot.
Yahoo's
of stuff.
pretty good.
I find this is a hidden gem for all you junior producers out there. If you go to Fox News.
Valdez's homepage.
easy killer. And you click on lifestyle.
Yeah, they do.
They have very good stories.
You know what I like about the Fox News ones? They're very succinct.
Yes.
Like it's well put together, not a bunch of ads on there that you got to like shift through. They get straight to the point
very,
on those stories.
Very printable too.
Yeah, very printable, which is important for us rushing in a story for the guys. But you're done with the New York Post. Why is that?
The New York Post has kind of taken over the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of tired. I'm tired of whenever we bring in a non-sports story that comes from the New York Post, that the New York Post becomes
the conversation piece
that should be the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it reached its peak, its crescendo during the Walton Goggins story and the receding hairline thing, because anytime there's a trend or a study or this is hot right now, it's who did the study? Let's attack the survey. Let's attack who's reporting it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from the New York Post.
Well, I mean, New York Post is automatically dismissed.
It just gets dismissed.
And why is that? EB brings up the Daily Mail 20 times. What's the difference?
I don't understand it. I would actually say the New York Post has more journalistic credibility than the Daily Mail.
I would agree 100%.
Where in the UK there are no tabloid laws.
Yeah, they go crazy over there.
Yeah. So I would argue that, but for whatever reason, if they can't believe the study or they want to argue against the study, mm-hmm. the guns don't get trained on the study that or the evidence they have themselves. It gets trained on the New York Post.
The New York Post becomes
the star of the study or mm-hmm. the news story or whatever segment we're doing.
So what we should do is find
the same story, but in an alternate.
You find the
website.
Headline from the New York Post and then Google search and we find a different outlet that's reporting the same story.
And definitely.
Like the India Times or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, I see the India Times everywhere, by the way.
That would be goofed on, too.
You're right. Hey, I want all you biddies to do. Why don't you guys be plugged in for the next time they ask for where a story's from? And someone goes, the India Times. I don't know why, but they...
Drive, you got a subscription in New Delhi?
They take a lot of American stories and rewrite them. All right, so you guys be plugged in for that.
But wouldn't you agree... It's annoying. It becomes a focal point.
Yeah, it's annoying. Just talk about the story, guys.
And it's just becoming so. It's very tough. It's becoming exacerbating because Jason won't participate if it's not a sports story.
Mm-hmm.
JP thinks it's a competition and is just arguing to the death and is trying to prove it false. If you disagree with Eric feels like you're personally attacking him. My guess is because Twitter attacks him nonstop, and if you do it on the show, he feels like you're just like a Twitter troll to him, and you don't just have a different point of view. So he kind of shuts down.
Yeah.
And then Cakes is kind of really the only one who's trying to play ping pong.
All right, let's take you through radio producing for the Junkies 101. All right, so there's a storyline that says this week in the New York Post, thanks to the success of Walton Goggins or White Lotus and Walton Goggins, who's a star in that show for this season. The headline was "Receding Hairlines Are Suddenly Sexy." Thanks to White Lotus hunk Walter Goggins.
Walton.
I knew that. This is a layup. Oh, this is alley-oop. Here's why.
7:45.
We like dating stories.
Right.
We like joning on people with horrendous physical characteristics like receding hairlines.
Yes. We have two members of the show who have receding hairlines.
It's so easy, right? And then you can debate back and forth. Oh, maybe. Who are other guys with receding hairlines?
White Lotus gets talked about nonstop.
All right. This is a, you guys saw, if you saw this, you knew we were talking about.
Yes. We can say the word Riz 10,000 times.
You know what, Valdez? Let's play some of the audio real quick of us introducing the story and JP immediately attacking the credibility of the story and then pissing me off. All right, take a listen.
This is hair elitism by JP right here. This is the stuff that ricks me, yeah. Where he thinks he's so much more handsome than guys who are maybe slightly baldy.
I'm not saying that. I'm agreeing with you, actually, Drew.
I like how you're trying
to make an argument, but I'm actually agreeing with you because if you didn't believe it, if you didn't believe it, then why would you try and get a surgery for more hair?
It has nothing to do with how women perceive me.
Why do you want to get more hair?
Because it would make me feel better about the way I perceive myself, not how women view me. You said if you lined up guys with identical faces,
mm-hmm.
that women would not be interested in guys who are...
I didn't say they wouldn't be interested. I find it hard to believe that they would prefer the balding guy. Maybe they would.
Maybe they don't like guys
with gray hair. That may be true.
Maybe they like balding guys with brown hair.
That may be true.
Guys that look
75. Do you posit that?
Yeah, I posit that.
now it's the battle.
Yeah,
now
it is. You know what? I'll sit back and just listen to it. I'm fine with it.
All right, there it is. You can hear JP and I get into it in there at the end. And all you guys listening,
you know my frustration with that, and you know Valdez's frustration with that. Why was it a competition all of a sudden? I'm just trying to, like, poke the bear a little bit so we can start joning on each other. I'm opening myself up. I opened right. myself up by yes. by poking JP. Mm-hmm. Right, by saying, "Oh, JP thinks he's a hair elitist." Okay, yeah, yeah. Literally the dumbest thing possible I could have like said.
No one could ever be a hair elitist.
What does that even mean?
It means nothing,
right? Yeah. All right. Oh, JP thinks he's a hair elitist, and then JP could have just easily just called me a bald ugly yeah. or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think this is your time to shine? You think you're Walton Goggins drab? That guy's way better looking yeah. than you.
You know what? Walton has that you don't have. Yeah. Abs.
Right. Yeah, a million ways you could have yeah. joined, like, just batted it back, pickleball, all right? Just hit it back to me on my side of the court, and I'll hit it back to you.
Let's volley.
Yeah, let's just volley a little bit and have a good time. He got so defensive immediately that it like, sucked the air out of the room.
Well, because he tried to win. Like, he's trying to.
Why are you trying to win a receding hairline
debate?
It's not even a debate. It's just a fun, goofy segment.
What did he say to you? To try and trip you up. What did he say?
He said, do you posit that? Okay.
What does that even mean? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know what posit means.
Can I tell you, I was so proud of myself right there. The first thing that went through my mind was, obviously, I didn't know what that meant. Okay? I don't know what posit means.
Was that conclude?
All right. But the first thing that went through my head was catch me if you can. All right? Where DiCaprio says, do you concur to the other doctor? Yeah. He didn't know what it meant, so he didn't say. All right? And so all I was thinking was, when he said, do you posit that? I just said, I paused, and I knew all he wanted me to say was, I don't know what that means. Right. So he could win. Right? Because if I say, I don't know what that means,
that means
he's smarter than me and I lost the debate.
You lose the argument because he is in turn smarter, so therefore he has to be right. And by the way, just because you're smarter than somebody doesn't mean you're right
about course.
Something.
So I said, yes, I posit that. He was speechless. He didn't know what to say. I got him so bad.
You know,
I still don't know what that word means. You know, I have no idea.
You know what you should have said?
What?
You should have said, no, JP, I deposit. Okay? And he'd be like, what do you mean? I'm deposit this foot up your ass. Yeah.
So I was fully expecting him to say, you don't even know what that means.
Right.
And I was going to say, I just agreed with it. Of course I know what it means. You don't have to explain it to me. I posit it.
It's all right. Exactly.
You tried to talk to me like I was stupid, and I hit that back so fast. I mean, his head spun around.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
That was one of my greatest victories.
Hey, do you think he does that with his kids?
Of course.
Like he lawyers up and will like.
First of all, are we in a courtroom? Do you hear Stephen A. Smith use the word posit on First Take? No, he's just being an asshole.
What are they,
he's smarter than us because he passed the bar exam on a second try.
He does lawyer speak a lot, doesn't he? What's the other thing he says all the time?
I forget. He does. He uses these words that it's, trip you up.
It's some Latin phrase he uses all the time.
I don't know. Just because you took classes doesn't mean you're smarter than me or you're even a better debater than me.
You love debating.
No, I like fights. I always tell you I want to fight, but I want the fight to be fun. Like you and I fight like the clunker thing today when I was joning on you yeah. about your car and yeah. you were joning on my car, right?
Right.
Like that to me is my dream. I love taking shots. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to, what was that? Like
it was in the 88.
Yeah, yeah. I think Nick Dowd blew us off somewhere
yeah,
around there.
Yeah.
Fun joning back and forth between Valdez and I.
Right.
No real winner. I don't know.
When I was right about something and I made you apologize.
Yeah, I said, I'm not afraid to apologize. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong, which Valdez loved me saying too.
that got a chuckle out of me.
In my apology, I took another shot at Valdez. All right? That's the way it should be. I love bickering at each other, but it has to be fun. Like he JP sucks the air out of the room immediately, and there's no fun back and forth. Please joan on me. I'm dying for you to joan on me. I'm not that sensitive.
You know what? What I hate about the New York Post stories too, getting back to it, is like the Walton Goggins thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're going to be brought up into it.
Mm-hmm.
But just every time we give them these stories, it's like, okay, let's hand the ball off to Matt and Matt. Mm-hmm. Like, it's their segment. It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be like that. But I would love for them to involve us in those segments.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could have other, like, kicked it around the room. What are some other maladies that could be sexier? You know,
like if you had
cleft lip summer.
Like crooked teeth.
Yeah, crooked teeth are hot again.
Yeah, or like if you have stained teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The coffee stained teeth.
Yeah, like that. Like,
yeah, that's where the topic should have went.
Right.
Instead of a fight or just a pissing contest.
A pissing contest is a better word.
About receding hairlines. Hey, you know what you should have said? You should have said you'd be defending that story if it was about 5'6", 60-year-old gray guy Summer.
Well,
if you did that, you would have spanked him on the bottom.
I know. Well, again, it's not fun a lot of times, right?
It's
when you're
it's
going back.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just not fun. Arguing with him because he takes it so seriously and trying to, like, something so stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, you guys, I don't know if you really know. JP is very, and I mean very sensitive about his gray hair.
I know.
So he brings it up on the show, like, casually.
Yes.
But I know that's his trigger. And so when he was pissing me off, I purposely took shots at his silver hair because I know he's very self-conscious about it.
Like, he's the only one who can bring it up.
Yes. So you guys will hear him mention it, but, like, off air, he's constantly bringing it up to us. And every time an old photo of him, he remarks about how self-conscious he is that he used to have black hair.
Oh,
so it was a bit of a low blow by me, but he was being a dick and it just wasn't fun.
I think he kind of threw gasoline on the fire. Then
it would be like saying Drab's man boobs, right? Like, I'm a little silly. Like, I don't really care about my hair. Like, that's fun. But, like, if you say Drab's titties are popping through that shirt, like, I'm gonna be distraught. All right,
That I didn't know that was your trigger.
Yeah, I don't like the man boobs conversation. Like, some stuff is fun. Big lips, your bald head. But if you actually point out that I have man boobs in a photo, then you literally
ruin your day.
Ruin my month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll have to make a mental note about that.
That's not fair. That was told in confidence, Rodney.
You know what? No one tweet draft today.
No, that's actually a block. I'll block for that.
No one. This is what you should not do, guys. Mm. You should not scroll the internet for pictures of Drab and send them to him.
Don't do that. I will block you. I'm telling you now. I will block you.
You will not create a burner account to send old pictures. Of Drab and
if you
want to
create
boobs.
A burner account to insult my man boobs, go ahead. Created April 2025.
Yeah, he's one follower. Hey, why does this guy have one follower and it's Valdez?
Hey, speaking of my body, though.
Yeah.
I do have something I want to tell you about.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on something.
I'm intrigued.
I think you might be into this. I did something this past weekend that I've been meaning to do for a while.
Okay.
And I think I loved it.
Oh.
But here's the problem. It's a bit femmy.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just going to... I got a pedicure. I got a pedicure, Valdez. Yeah. Oof. Not a manicure. That's gay.
No, manicures are gay, but pedicures.
Well, Caleb Williams.
Manly.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Some people don't understand.
Cheap thing.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
I think if you go get a manicure, filing your nails and all that, that's too femmy for me. That's sus.
Can you say Femi?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. I don't think
you can. I'm not.
All right. What about this? I clip my nails at least once a week.
No, that's fine because okay. It gets it gross, right? You don't want to have dirt on your nails. Yeah.
I think if you have long nails, you're nubs. Let me see your nails.
I don't want you to see mine. I never have great nails. You have better nails. You do take care of your nails.
It's silly, aren't they? You want to know why? It's golf related. I don't like nails poking into my hands when I'm swinging a club.
My wife gets distraught at my fingernails. Yeah, yours are very clean and rounded.
Silly rounded edges.
No, I'll bite mine. I got a bunch of jagged edges on. Yeah. Mine are hideous.
I used to bite mine a lot and I stopped. But pedicure.
So I got a pedicure. And let me tell you something.
Hold on. What kind of place is this? Like a
Korean spa.
Okay. You see in a shopping center all the time?
Yeah, it was like right next to the Chinese takeout place, right next to the Moe's.
I can imagine you eating a burrito while some poor Asian lady is working on your feet.
Let me sell you on this. Okay. Life is stressful, right? Your life is stressful. My life is stressful. Everybody's this. So I didn't just go to get away and treat myself or anything. My feet were banged up.
I have banged up feet, too.
Okay, my feet were banged up. I don't know what happened this winter. But my feet got cracked and they split open my heels and then they calloused over and then they split open again and calloused over. It was like a fossil down there, right?
It was like a caveman. Yeah, caveman.
Literally feet from someone walking the earth thousands of years ago. Yeah. All right. And I got tired of it's flip flop season.
You're getting ready for the beach.
Yeah, I'm getting ready. It's beach season. I'm walking the dog now in sandals, and I'm looking down, and my feet hurt because they had been cracked open, but they were an eyesore. I'm just not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So I finally decide I'm gonna treat myself, and I go in there, and of course I'm the only guy, right? Not only that, I was feeling sheepish about going in there because I'm like, this is just kind of like, I just know it's going to be a bunch of women in there. So I go in there and I'm there for 10 minutes. And I actually get a text from Sarah that says, my friend Lauren says you're at the spa right now. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I go, what? I don't see her. She goes, she's in the corner. She's watching you or something
That's so creepy.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm the only guy in this place.
Okay.
All right. She's watching me getting my nails chiseled down.
Did you think about it too? Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
They have the saw.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought they were going to have to bust out. But let me tell you, Valdez, it's actually one of the most relaxing hours of my life.
It's an hour?
It was an hour long.
That's pampering.
First off, these
people. Is it 30 minutes a foot?
They go back and forth.
Okay.
So let me tell you, they don't care. This place didn't care about closing time. I called them at 5 and I said, can I, you guys close at 6 on Sunday night? I said, is there a way to get a, she goes, oh yeah. When do you want to come? She goes, you come here before closing. We'll get you in. By the way, it takes an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. I can be there in 20 minutes. So I got there at 5:20. Place closed at 6.
Yeah, you had the place to yourself.
No. The place was packed after 6 o'clock. Oh. I don't even know if they really even closed at 6. I have no idea. They just keep going as long as the customers are coming. So you sit there. The first thing they do, they sit you down in that giant leather lazy boy with the massage balls inside of it. And they turn it on and she tells you to wiggle around and get comfortable. And there's a bunch of balls kneading your back right away.
You've fallen asleep.
Of course. Well, you can't fall asleep because they have to move your feet around. You know, you have to lift your feet up every once in a while. But then they got hot water. Hot soapy water or whatever it is. And then they're giving you a hand massage on your feet to start.
Ooh.
Does it
crack?
Oh, so many cracks. Okay. They're working in the lotion.
Do they shave your heel, all that dead skin?
Okay. So I got a pedicure once in Mexico in 2012. That was the only other, and I barely remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember they stuck my foot in a bucket with a bunch of fish in it.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
a little
yeah,
tiny. They'll eat your skin.
Yeah, they
so they don't. I don't know if they don't do that in America, or I don't know, but they didn't do that the other day.
Okay.
So but they did get out the cheese grater. Okay, legit cheese grater. It may have been used next door. Okay,
like a mode.
Yeah. I thought that thing. I was like very hesitant. And I was like, no. Like, I thought it was just going to hurt so bad.
Yeah.
You can't even feel it. She's going back and forth on that thing. You're scared. She's wearing a mask. My skin is flailing everywhere.
It's like dandruff on your feet.
So much dandruff on my feet. It felt so good.
Now, do they paint your toenails?
No paint. I guess I maybe
what
I could
color,
ask for
what
that.
Color did you pick? What yeah, color did I, you pick? They go, you have man? You have boyfriend? Did they say that to you while they're doing your nails?
No, I made sure to mention my wife as soon as I got in there.
You say, you're so pretty. You have no boyfriend?
No, I made it very clear that I was a novice and I didn't know how this worked.
I think they ask that. That's their standard ask for women when they get their nails done.
What?
They always ask if they have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Hey, so it was an hour, right?
An hour of pampering.
Here's what I also don't understand. You got to tip people.
Like, oh, yeah. When you go to a nail salon, you got to tip.
I understand tipping at a nail salon, right? But the tipping culture is out of control, right? You go to Jersey Mike's and you got to tip $2 for your sub, right? So I look up before I go, tipping culture for a pedicure.
Yeah.
Everywhere it says is 15 to 20%, $5 to $10. Okay?
Yeah.
So it was $60. I thought it'd be, whatever. I knew it'd be around there, $45 to $60, something like that. But dude, you get an hour long service, right, of a massage, and they make it look pretty.
Yeah, they take $60. They take care of your toenails.
So I called my wife and I was like, "Oh, can I tip?" And they're like, "No, you have to pay with cash." I only had $10 on me. So I gave her $10 in cash. Maybe I could have given more. You can call me cheap.
I believe nail places have, like a lot of them will do Venmo.
They did say Venmo. Yeah, they did. How do you know this?
I'm
you a nail guy?
I know a little about a lot.
Okay. Ladies man, Valdez. So I gave her $10 for tip, which I felt kind of like, I was like, the lady like was grinding my, I know, getting the dirt out of my
toenails. She's literally,
I gave her $10.
She's literally cleaning your toes out of toe cheese.
I hope she got at least half, in my mind, she got half of the pedicure fee. So she got $30 in salary and $10 tip. So she made $40. That's in my mind that hour off Matt Cahill.
What about, did they rub your calves?
She worked up to, she worked the calves a little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
So on the way out, I'm like, do guys come here often? And she's like, no, not enough men. Men need to come here and get a pedicure. You got to do it often.
Why is that? Is that because guys think it's us?
She said, you're on your feet all the time. You're working hard. You got to take care of your feet.
That's not good to me. It's a great point.
She said, do you like her? And I said, yeah. She goes, her name's Cammy. Ask for Cammy. You come back 1 month. Cammy, she'll take care of you.
Are you going to go back?
I'm kind of intrigued to go back next month. Hey, now, maybe not every month, but.
Hey, what's the scene like there? I just imagine if I wanted to go pick up chicks. I would just start going, dude, and getting my feet.
There were
feet
pretty
done.
Ladies there. There were pretty ladies there. All, and they're all, all ages, but the place was packed, dude. So I don't know. There's like 25 chairs, 20 chairs there, all filled with women who care about their feet. It's actually like you could be shooting fish in a barrel. It was all women, aged 35 to 50, probably. 50.
Were you getting like looks, like, ooh?
No, but I was sitting right next to a.
were you reading a Vogue?
No, here's the best part.
Did you say, oh, I already read this, no. Sports Illustrated?
No, I was on Twitter. I was doing fantasy baseball on my phone.
Okay.
What, you think I'm lying? That's what I'm telling you. That relaxes me. That's what I'm into.
You go, hey, who should I draft for my fantasy baseball?
I was on PerezHilton.com.
Yeah, I bet you were. Did you say, are you team Justin Baldoni or are you team Blake Lively? Is that what you did?
The only thing that could have made it better is if, like, you put your earbuds in and you're just, like, in your own, you got your own playlist.
And you're I'm sure if you go to Spotify right now, you can find Nail Salon Mix with Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Road.
It was very relaxing. I want you to try it out sometime soon. All right.
Were you listening to Hot to Go?
No, I was talking to the. I was unprepared. I was talking to Lady Heat and massaging my feet. Or it was a lot of silence too.
I would be down for that. Do you think it's probably on the same level as getting a massage?
Oh, I forgot one more thing though. She chiseled down so much dead skin, right? She took me down to the bone, basically.
Okay. Now, are your feet, like, sensitive?
Yes.
Take your shoe. Let me see your foot.
Well, here's the thing. I don't... They're still a little cracked.
Okay. You're very sensitive.
No.
I mean, you're doing all this hype, and you're not going to show me your foot?
You don't understand what it looked like before.
Like, No, I get it. I've seen my awful feet.
No, like, the back of my heels were black. Okay. Are you looking at the baggie? I don't know. Is there a bunch of, like?
No, that looks good. I mean,
I can't really see.
Yeah, look at it compared to mine. Like, you can see that big callus there.
Yours actually looks better than mine. See, like, I got to go back, like, I think a few more times at continued maintenance. You can't just take
scheduled.
Like, this is how bad it was. Like, it was Valdez. There was like an inch of dead skin. I'm probably grossing people out on the back of my foot. So now she took it down, and it's so raw and sensitive because this part of my body hasn't been used to being worked before.
It makes sense.
So my heels are killing me, actually. I need to put a pad back there.
Drab's wearing his heels. My feet are killing me from my heels.
All right, Valdez, let's take a quick break.
Before we go to break, we got to let you know this episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I have one. Drabby has one. It keeps us going throughout the Thursday.
You get on Amazon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You can also go to Amazon, go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now and use that promo code Biddies to save 10% on every order. You can get the sugar-free 12-ounce can or you can get the 2-ounce energy shot. Whichever one you want, go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Support Mike, support the show. And when we come back, I want to get Drab's take on the newest vacation trend that sounds relaxing and informative.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking.
second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season, part two, episode, what is it, 168?
168.
Masters Thursday. Valdez is jonesing to get out of here.
I am. How did you know?
Well, it's I can tell by your wandering eye.
you caught me checking at the score.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, you kind of tease me a little bit. I have actually I like it when you bring up topics that I don't know anything about. You tease me something about informative vacation. Is that
informative,
what you said?
Learned vacations. This article was in the New York Post, and I'll read the headline.
Survey?
No, it's a hot. It's a hot trend. Reading retreats led by bibliophiles and best-selling authors are the latest luxury travel trend. So people are going on vacation to a location to visit like an author's symposium and to read. That's the latest.
That's the trend.
That's the latest vacation trend.
Okay,
People are doing.
So, what do you mean an author symposium? Like he's given a TED talk.
Yeah, they're doing like a TED talk. You know how like how Feinstein he used to go like to the Barnes and Noble.
No, he would go to prose and politics and prose. Yeah.
And he would do like a speech or whatever. Mm-hmm. People are going to reading a book from their author, their favorite author,
mm-hmm.
And then going to, I guess, their schedule and then seeing where they're going to be at, signing mm-hmm. books or giving like a little TED talk about
that's
their book.
That's the hottest trend of vacation.
Yes. And they're also going there and reading while on vacation.
That doesn't sound fun.
I saw this and I immediately
thought of me
and I immediately thought of you
because I've told you I like to pretend to read. I like to buy books and then not read them.
You just told me this week I need to read more.
That's what I always say. That's the bit, but I actually never follow through. Maybe I do need to do this.
And it had me thinking about
you. This article.
New York Post.
Yeah, I'm on the India Times.
Americans spent 22.9% more money on recreational books in 2020 than they did in 2019.
Okay, well, that's not fair. That's COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. They're saying, and then after that, it took off,
mm-hmm.
and now people are planning vacations around authors, around books they've read. If they read a book that's set in a certain town,
mm-hmm.
They'll go there. What's that one? A Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
What's the town in Maine?
Derry.
Derry, Maine. Is that a real
town? That's where it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where all the Stephen King stuff happened.
So yeah, they would go there. Or if Stephen King is doing a reading in, I don't know, Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. they would fly to Austin.
Okay.
Maybe bring a Tommy Knocker's book, read it, go see him, maybe get it signed. But that's the hottest travel trend going on right now.
I don't know. That's not for me. I don't care about authors. Now, look, you could probably. I do like libraries, though. Are you a fan of libraries? Like you could talk me into say I don't know. I don't know where the world's greatest New York, right? Mexico City. Look that up. This is actually, I want to go to, Mexico City has an unbelievable library, I've heard.
Hold on.
And I actually, Mexico City is on one of my places I want to, my bucket list, because I want to see this Biblioteca Valdez. All right. I think New York probably, or London might have some great library. I think of Harry Potter.
Isn't there a Library of Congress? Why don't you go down here?
No, that's too boring.
What?
You're right, that's a good point.
I mean, come on.
I'm not into political books.
I don't think they're all political books. All right, I'm looking at the Biblioteca Vasconcelos.
Does it have a lot of visitors?
I mean, it's the one that immediately popped up.
Yeah. It's like a tall glass building or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. You want to go to Mexico City for this?
Well, I just think if I was in Mexico City, I would put that on my...
Hold on. Why do you want to go to Mexico City? Why is that a destination
for
you?
The culture. I think it would be a very fun place to go for culture.
I bet you got intrigued after seeing the opening Bond scene of Spectre.
I actually haven't seen Spectre.
Okay, hold on. You want to go to Mexico City for a fajita, basically?
No. Food, the people, the architecture.
What architecture?
Besides old Spanish style buildings.
I didn't know
the elevation. I'm big into elevation.
I didn't know Mexico City was a bucket list.
No,
town
I think it would be cool to see the arts. It's a big art city.
Oh, you don't do any of this here.
I know, but I could do it other places. Just like reading. I don't read here, but when I go on vacation, like everybody else, that's when you read.
No, you read on the beach.
You read on the beach. We're going to Hilton Head. I'll be reading a book on there. I'll probably read that Rory book.
Me and you sitting right next to each other.
We got two copies here.
Speaking of books, I want to get your take on this. What is your take on books on tape?
I've never once listened to a book on tape.
I've listened.
It's cheating.
I've listened to multiple books on tape.
Now, look. I could be sold if you told me that the author is reading the book, but I can't have a voice actor doing it. It's too corny. I need to hear the author's inflection in what was going through his mind as he reads it.
Interesting. I will say this: Feinstein used to record
his books. I think.
I thought he did.
Yeah, I think he does. Or did
I? Yeah, he does. Because I have a couple of his books on tape. But what I do is I don't say I read this. I say I listened to it on his book on tape.
AWOD does the opposite. He takes credit for being a reader when he listens to audiobooks.
I think it's stolen valor.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's absolutely stolen valor.
Here's my book list, my Audible book list.
How much is Audible? Is Audible like one of those things where you pay a fee per month and then you get to read all the books you want?
I think you get, it's kind of like you get 3 credits a year and you can buy more credits.
Oh, but you still have to buy the books as you go.
Yes. If you use all your credits for the year, you have to go buy the book.
It should be like YouTube, where they just get a premium fee or whatever it is. Once you pay, they're all golf books, Valdez.
No, there's some more that I read.
These are literally all golf books, 24 titles. Oh, by the way, we got to get Steve Williams on the show.
Yeah,
Tiger's caddy put out a
I know,
he's biography.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to it right now.
Is it his voice?
No, he has someone else do it, which is Tilton.
He's a Kiwi. They got some American guy doing his.
No, you can't understand what he's saying because I listened to it. He did a podcast with someone else and I was listening to it. You can't understand a word he's saying. That's why he had someone redo his book.
All right. These are your books you're currently reading. Stevie Williams book, Ben Hogan book.
Yeah, 5 lessons.
Rick Riley's book on golf, Billy Walter's gambler book.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where he implicated Phil for
Alan Shipnuck's book on Phil Mickelson, The First Major by Feinstein. I still haven't made it past a non-golf book. What's Harvey Penick's Little Red Book?
That's a golf book.
Buddies, these are all golf books. There's nothing. A little history of science. Oh, look at you, dorky dork. I just clicked on that like it was going to open it a page up. Now it's plain audio.
Oh.
I didn't know you were such a learned man.
That's how you get good at Jeopardy.
Hey, what did EB ask for on the show today when I said I know a little about a lot? What were we talking about?
It was about the area codes.
Oh, was it area codes?
Maybe. Yeah, area codes.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Nobody really got down with area code conversation. But
I think it's just a producer thing, yeah. Since we're texting people nonstop and guests and then callers. I don't know. I think it's one of those useless bar trivias.
All right. So where would you go? What's an intriguing book place for you?
All right. So I would go. Let's see. I'm trying to think of, like you said, all my books are golf books. Yeah. I don't like fiction. I'm a non-fiction
guy. It's a waste
of
time.
I'm a non-fiction guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
fiction is for children and women.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nothing against women, but women like more fantasy type stuff. You know?
Yeah. Maybe romance novels.
I'm thinking romance.
Yeah. Erotic novels. Yeah. I would, let's see. I mean, I guess all my books are golf related. So like it would.
Hey, is that a thing? Was that sexist what I just said? I tend to really believe that the books that men like to read are more educational. Where you're learning about something real. The way things work type books.
Yes. Or like history.
Or history.
I think that's true.
Right.
I think women, like you say, women like a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they like a fantasy.
Stories bore me.
Yeah, they bore me too.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just watch it on TV.
My stories to be on movies and TV.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it's because reading is such a chore.
Yes.
That you need to, like, the male brain needs to get something out of it.
Yes. If I'm going to read, I better be learning something.
Yeah. All right. I get that. Yeah. I think we just figured society out.
I know. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Now that is a good book.
Yeah, but where would you travel to?
I told you, Mexico City.
I know, to read it. But like Mexico City, so you're going to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. No, you told me about a book vacation.
Yeah, a book vacation.
Yeah.
Sorry. So it doesn't have to do with any kind of book that you're currently reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you want to go there and visit the library.
When I can't sleep at night, this is a weird thing, okay? And maybe this is like part of my Mexico fascination. Have I told you this before, how I sleep at night?
Maybe.
You know how some people count sheep?
Yes.
When I can't sleep, I think of like an old, dusty Mexican town.
Okay.
And
like,
I think
it's like Three Amigos.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
And I think of like a pueblo, and I think of like dust, like a dust road, like
a dirt road,
road. And the sun is out overhead, like beaming midday.
Yeah, okay.
And I think about putting my back up to a pueblo's wall and sticking my feet out and having like my sombrero down, covering my face,
a siesta,
and taking a siesta. And a lot of times I'm reading a book. Like before I take a nap, and I'm just taking a siesta against a wall of a house in like a remote.
You've had a hard day.
Dude, let me tell you something. It's the most relaxing daydream. And as soon as you get there, you visually get there, you're out. You're no more tossing and turning. You're worried about oversleeping, none of that, or you're not going to, you're out. And a lot of times I have a book in my lap.
Okay, so hold on. You have a prop.
In the daydream, I have a book in my lap. Like sometimes it's folded over, and I'm just like, I've already read it, right? I've already been reading the book in the dirt town, and my back's against the wall, and I'm done with the book. Has made me sleepy, and now it's time to tilt my head back and fall asleep.
Are you in the shade?
Yeah. A lot of times shade, but I can feel the heat of the sun out there.
Okay.
It's a very intoxicating way to fall asleep. I don't know why. It's not going to work for you because you're going to think of me now if you can't sleep at night. But that's how I fall asleep at night.
You can't be on my brain when I'm laying in bed. I can't have it. Usually, I try to count. It doesn't work.
Counting
doesn't work.
Every blue moon works.
I go one.
I know. Two. Next thing you know, you're like 86 and you want to blow your brains out.
I don't have a. It's almost like, you know what Happy Gilmore says, I'm going to go to my happy place.
Yeah, you got to go to your happy place.
That's kind of your happy place.
That is my happy place.
Like, what do you do in this town? Are you like the mayor, the sheriff, or are you just a citizen?
No, I'm just a guy. I got a handlebar mustache. I'm wearing chaps and spurs.
I'm very just, stereotypical.
Well, I know, but I'm just, it's like Westworld. Or like a more Mexican Westworld. Does that not sound in, like, that's why I think I like that show so much. Because the idea of like being transported into a Western town.
It's like Deadwood.
Is very charming to me.
Yeah, what's so, yeah, what's
I don't
so,
know.
What's so relaxing and charming? Because all I could think about.
Simpler times.
Are bandits, right? Bandits?
Yeah, I like bandits.
don't they ransack those little villages sometimes?
They need to make a Mexican Westworld. And I lost interest after season two. Didn't they go to Japan or something? They had like samurai soldiers.
What?
I need to pick that show back up.
Does this town have like a saloon?
Yeah. Multiple saloons and churches, iglesias. That's all that's ever there. It's just bars, saloons, and churches.
How did you not like Frontier Town when I sent you there?
Because I took my 4-year olds and there was too much.
That's your heaven.
Yeah. Here's one of the reasons why. In Spanish class, we used to always watch this old like 80s soap opera. Maybe it was No, it's called Destinos. Okay, horrible production, but it was like this family that lived in this like mansion in the hills of Mexico somewhere, and it was very charming to me. And I have it's where my heart just like swells when I think about this. And a lot of times I didn't even know what they were talking about in this show.
South of the border.
But it was just a...
down Mexico.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. You can check out Destinos on YouTube. It's a Spanish tutorial show. It's like the whole point of it is you learn Spanish.
Oh.
It's like Spanish 101.
How big is this town?
The town's not very big.
It's just like almost like a hitching post.
No, it really is like Three Amigos. What's the guy's name? And Three Amigos, the bad guy's name? Guapo? Yeah.
Maybe you watch Three Amigos too much as a kid.
Probably. All right. Anyways, that's my getaway spot.
Interesting.
Mexico City.
Now I got to find my own getaway spot.
Do. You didn't think I'd pull that out when you brought the story up, did you?
I did not.
All right. Valdez and I, we want to go watch the Masters. I don't know if we've been doing it.
I think you have something at noon. Too.
And I have a noon meeting here.
All right. We appreciate you guys tuning in. I may or may not be at Hooters.
All right. Yeah, Valdez, check about later this afternoon at Hooters in Chantilly.
Yeah.
All right.
If you see me, come say hi. Thank you guys for listening. Let's go, Scotty.
All right.
And Rory.
All right. Later, guys.
See ya.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.